We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon. I have told you that I am so proud of my friend Tony Pham from Virginia, who is now up as the acting director of ICE. Another very proud son of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, is the acting director for the Citizenship and Immigration Service, and I'm happy to say he's joining us. Ken, thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure for me to talk to you. I'm curious to know about the pleasure you're having at the moment being in such a tough spot in terms of duty, man. This is a tough assignment you got.
Well, boredom is not a serious risk here, that's for sure. So, but that's okay. It's a good agenda. The president's really been pounding ahead, and without all the niceties of a lot of his predecessors, we're accomplishing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us an idea what you are accomplishing, because Lord knows we don't hear about this during the news.
Isn't that true? Well, you know, there's a lot on immigration. The most basic thing to say is this president actually has done what he said he was going to do. How often does that happen?
Right.
And among those things is building the wall, the whole wall system. It's got surveillance roads and the wall to go with it. We're over 330 miles on our way to 450 this year. We're also deploying technology along the border for greater situational awareness to deny people entry and to give keep our officers safer as they do their jobs. We just had one attacked this week while interdicting a small group coming across the border, thankfully out of the hospital. But that kind of danger exists on the border. The president has also pushed a tremendous effort to fix a lot of the holes in our system. People game our system, and we have reduced the opportunities to sort of lie, cheat, and steal in the immigration space dramatically, whether it's fake asylum claims getting in the way of real asylum claims and clogging up our system, or whether it is fake families coming across the border. We now use new tools like rapid DNA to identify, is this really a family or might this be human trafficking? And all of those things are advances under this president. We have doubled the amount of drugs we're seizing coming across the border on an annual basis from the previous administration. So a great deal of success in that regard.
Can you make clear in layman's terms, if at all possible, what's the distinction between CIS and ICE?
So there are three entities within the Department of Homeland Security that deal with immigration. USCIS, United States Citizenship Immigration Services, deals with legal immigration. So whether it's people getting visas to come here temporarily or stay here temporarily, or it's swearing people in as new citizens, that's USCIS. ICE has two parts to it. One is the Homeland Security investigators who deal with an awful lot of international crime, including international terrorism. And the removal officers who deport people who are here illegally, tens of thousands a year, of course. and overwhelmingly focused on criminal illegal aliens, but anybody who's here illegally is certainly someone we're seeking to deport. So those are the two sides of ICE. And then the third agency is Customs Border Protection, which deals with, it has the Border Patrol, which you're familiar with,
sure.
Or the green uniform folks. Maybe you've left the country and fly back in. It's the blue uniforms that check you back in. That's the OFO officers. So they're at all our ports of entry. So they're guarding the border, and they deal with immigration as well. So those three agencies all used to be under INS in the old days.
Yep.
But that was broken up into three pieces, all under the Department of Homeland Security.
Excellent. Ken Cuccinelli is joining us. Of course, most remember him as the Attorney General here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He serves as the Acting Director for CIS, an appointment on the part of President Trump. A great job so far. Ken, can you tell me about this phrase that I have heard at this point, and I'm just ballparking, a billion times? Common sense immigration reform. Does that have any legs anywhere, and what the heck does it really mean?
Well, it tends to mean whatever the speaker wants it to mean, right?
Right.
It means agree with me.
Yes.
Is what it tends to mean. But under this president, it's a very practical approach, putting American workers first, but understanding that there are parts of our economy that where immigration plays a role, for instance, agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And with the COVID epidemic and what it did to our economy, the president froze temporary visas for pretty much everybody else, high-tech workers, seasonal workers other than those working in food, so Americans could get back to work, because he recognized that with high unemployment suddenly thrust upon us after reaching an incredible level of economic performance by January of this year, that it was necessary to prioritize Americans getting back to work. And we see in the economic recovery, you know, I think the last time I saw unemployment was down to 8.4%.
Mm-hmm.
That's not down to the Trump economy, 3.5%, but
yeah.
But it's headed in that direction. And the data is back from 2019 from Census. This president's policies achieved the lowest poverty level in history, had the greatest gains for black, Hispanic, and Asian Americans in median income. We have the highest median income ever last year, lowest African-American unemployment, lowest Hispanic unemployment. That's what a Trump economy looks like in the absence of COVID, and I'm confident he'll get us back to that as he continues the deregulatory effort and the limited government effort that gets out of the way of the private sector and lets the American people perform.
What a wonderful, wonderful idea. Ken Cuccinelli with us. And Ken, when we talk about immigration, invariably I talk with friends of mine who came to the United States, and they did reams of paperwork, and they waited a long time, and they spent a lot of money, and they talk about the value that it was worth all of that hard work. But, you know, there's always an opportunity to sort of streamline the process here or there, perhaps. But they are the most passionate when it comes to defending legal immigration. And this is another thing that the news media, I think intentionally, mixes up legal immigration, illegal immigration, turns it all into this one sort
right,
of hodgepodge
right.
approach. And God, nothing could be further from the truth, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, just look at this president. He's really tough on illegal immigration, but he's also supportive of a properly run legal immigration system. I mean, the first 2 years of this president's tenure, which ended with me at USCIS, we swore in more new American citizens in his first 2 years than any other president I'm aware of. And, you know, the media doesn't, you read that anywhere kind of thing, right? The media doesn't give him credit for running a system that efficient and that effective. But both things happen at the same time under this president. He can walk and chew gum, and so can we. So, and to the benefit of America, frankly.
Look, I think it's an amazing approach to take. One of the things that is inspirational about President Trump seems to be his lack of concern with people's skin color or religion or gender. Yep. It just seems to me this is a guy that says, I want to give you as many opportunities as I can help you get, but then you got to be able to float yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And how American is that, right?
Yeah.
Opportunity is what we offer. So, you know, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not the guarantee, the right. Pursuit. We're going to keep the field free for you to pursue your American dream, and this president has achieved that with his deregulatory agenda, his America First immigration agenda, and his tax cuts as well. So, you know, it's the combination has been spectacular for the people who need it the most. Yes. It's, you know, the media is so mystified by his popularity with African Americans and with Hispanics, and but to your point, people take immigrants who've gone through the process legally. They're pretty demanding that everybody else go through it legally, right? And they support, they appreciate having a president who agrees with them and supports their values.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got Ken Cuccinelli at CIS. We've got Tony Pham at ICE. Now, you said there was a third branch. Any chance we can get a proud son or daughter of Virginia over there, too?
Well, Mark Morgan, who is the acting commissioner of Customs Border Protection, does live in Virginia.
All right.
You do have the trifecta on the Virginia front as far as that goes.
I love it. Listen, I appreciate you taking time, and as you interact with all of the wonderful folks there at Homeland Security and at the White House, please let them know, and especially the president, if you do in fact have the ability to talk to him at length at any point, just let him know that real people in the real world really are standing with him and praying for him, and we got his back.
Well, keep it up. Keep it up. That's important, and it's always been important in American history, and it's important now, too. So I appreciate that. I know he does.
Thank you, sir. That is Ken Cuccinelli. He is the Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, a former Attorney General here in the Commonwealth, and I think a good guy in this attitude of looking at immigration, legal immigration, and saying, okay, this is worth working for. This is worth sacrificing for. It's not a give me. This is not a guarantee that you are just handed citizenship. But if you're willing to go through the process, and I know it's arduous, it's rigorous, it can be a real pain in the rear end. But anything that's worth having is worth working for. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.